the bell's ringing. That's the crane signaling that the cable's coming back into the cargo hold.
That's Duluth Seaway Port Authority Trade Development Director Ron Johnson. Nearly 50 acres are devoted to temporarily storing wind turbine components that will be trucked to Illinois, Iowa, North Dakota, and even as far as Montana. Johnson says around 2,000 components have come through the Twin Ports so far this year. 100-ton capacity cranes lift and load hubs, generators, and blades onto specially built trucks designed to hold the weight. He says some parts weigh as much as 80 tons.
He's instructing the driver what components that they're going to put on his rig. These components all look alike, but they are matched sets. That crane is going to go in there and it's going to pick up a specific hub that needs to be delivered.
Last year, the Twin Ports set a record when 310,000 freight tons of wind cargo passed through. Although business is growing, Johnson says that may change if Congress doesn't renew a production tax credit for wind farms at the end of the year.
If it's not renewed, there's a possibility that that capacity of manufacturing in Europe will ship their components to other countries.
Johnson is optimistic that the demand for renewable energy sources will influence legislators to provide financial backing. In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.